The Calista Corporation has had its fair share of infighting over the years, but the power struggle between CEO Andrew Guy and former chairman Colonel Wayne Don is nastier than most. Now, Calista's trying to forcibly remove Wayne Don from its board by taking him to court. KYUK's Teresa Kotsarilis is here to explain the case against them. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Anna Rose.
So, Calista is suing three people?
Right. They've filed a lawsuit against former chairman Wayne Don, his attorney, Sam Fortier, and a former Calista board member named Harley Sundown, who has publicly supported Don on Facebook.
And what does Calista want?
Calista is asking the Superior Court of Alaska to kick Don off of their board of directors and keep him and these other guys from influencing the board elections at the upcoming annual meeting in July.
And Calista must have a reason for doing this, right?
Right. They say they have a good reason, and this lawsuit is actually the first time Calista has really told their side of the story in this. The corporation claims that towards the end of 2017, Don tried to stage a coup and overthrow Calista's CEO, Andrew Guy. They say Don violated Calista's code of conduct in the process. And then, when Calista's board voted to publicly censure Don a few weeks ago, Calista claims that Don and his attorney Sam Fortier said things that weren't true to the media, and particularly to me, in my capacity as a reporter on the story for KYUK.
And why would Don and Fortier allegedly lie to you?
Well, Calista claims they're trying to influence the board elections at Calista's upcoming annual meeting.
So, back up, how did this conflict even begin?
Yeah, this all started in August 2017 when a woman approached Calista about buying her business. In the process of those negotiations with her, the woman told CEO Andrew Guy that an unnamed Calista employee who had been her contact sexually harassed her. Wayne Don supporters say that Guy totally mishandled this. Don's attorney, Sam Fortier, has told KYUK that CEO Andrew Guy failed to respond to the woman's complaint. But in the documents that Calista filed in court this week, another story surfaces. Calista argues that Guy handled the complaint appropriately. He acted promptly, supported Calista's internal investigation and the decision to fire the unnamed employee, and they provide some evidence supporting these claims.
And what are some of the other big points that Calista makes in this lawsuit?
Right. So there are two other big developments in this lawsuit. The first is that Calista has been saying for weeks that Colonel Wayne Don violated Calista's code of conduct when he was chairman. They say he committed 14 instances of misconduct, and they've never actually explained what those infractions are. Or were, rather. Well, now they have. You can read the details about these allegations on KYUK's website, but to sum it all up, they say Don contacted Calista's HR director and outside legal counsel multiple times to discuss the investigation, which Calista says he didn't actually have the authority to do. They also say that Don organized a meeting with Calista's board of directors to discuss kicking CEO Andrew Guy out of the company, and that he actually approached board member Johnny Avon and tried to swing his vote on this. So that's big development number one. Number two is that Calista also says that Don and his attorney, Sam Fortier, lied to the Delta Discovery and KYUK. Fortier has told us in past interviews that CEO Andrew Guy mishandled that sexual harassment case and is now forcing Don out of Calista and lying about him to basically cover his tracks. I'm summarizing Fortier here, not quoting him verbatim. Well, Calista says these claims just aren't true. They say Don and Fortier are making them up to sway Calista's upcoming election.
We've been talking about this for a while now, and we still haven't talked about this third person Calista suing, Harley Sundown.
I know.
How did Harley Sundown get involved?
Right. So Harley Sundown is a former Calista board member and shareholder who's been writing some very long posts on Facebook in support of Wayne Don. And in one of those posts, he tells Calista shareholders to vote out board member Robert Beans, who's up for re-election at Calista's annual meeting. Beans supports CEO Andrew Guy, and if he were to be replaced by someone who supports Wayne Don, then Andrew Guy could lose his job as CEO. Calista claims that Sundown is meddling with Calista's election and is making, quote, false and misleading statements to other shareholders.
And what is Colonel Wayne Don's response to all this?
Wayne Don still says he's innocent. He and his attorney, Sam Fortier, say that Guy did mishandle the sexual harassment case, and they've been telling shareholders the truth this whole time. Fortier says that Calista and CEO Andrew Guy are the ones who are lying here. And again, I'm summarizing Fortier, not quoting him verbatim. Don still refuses to resign, and all three people named in the suit have 20 days to respond legally to it.
This is obviously a very complicated story. What should shareholders take away here?
So all of this might come to a head at Calista's annual meeting on July 6th, when four of Calista's 11 board members will be up for re-election. A lot can happen between now and then, and KYUK will continue to provide as much information as we can. We're doing that by posting all of the documents we have on kyuk.org, and I'll also be writing a long web story that goes into even more detail here. So if you want more information before you vote, you can check out our website.
KYUK's Teresa Kotsarilis, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.